really great Giants win yesterday. Daniel Jones playing well. Obviously, the defense, the things we talked about, but not to be a rain on the parade or a Debbie Downer, but they're still probably the worst team in the division. I mean, what the Commanders are doing is incredible.
The Browns suck, but they blow out the Browns. Jaden Daniels doesn't even play essentially the entire fourth quarter because they were so far ahead. They can't beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys win last night. They never beat the Eagles. Now, the Eagles are a little tricky. I don't know exactly what they are yet, but they're going to be better than the Giants.
Well, here's the deal. There are certain franchises right now that are electric because of their young quarterbacks. Houston's one of those teams. Chicago's one of those teams. Washington's one of those teams. The Broncos are one of those teams. And then you have the middling teams where you're not really sure what you have at quarterback, and do you think that that guy is going to be a difference maker moving forward? And the Giants fall into that class. And Daniel has played well the last 3 weeks. And what was really great about yesterday is that they were able to actually do what they did on offense without Malik Nabers, which certainly showed something. But I would have, it's unfortunate that the game ended on offense the way that it did, where they ran the ball three times and they ended up, I think they ran it three times at the end of the game, where they could have sealed the game away with a offensive first down, and they didn't get it, and they needed a blocked field goal return for a touchdown to end up sealing the win. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't like come away with like, they ended the game on offense like the Giants did. I mean, like the Jets did. The Jets turned the ball over. The Giants went three and out and kicked the and punted.
Yeah, no, I know. And they could have salted the game away with a better play on the offensive side of the ball. But at the same time, I mean, I can't get. I mean, they went in there. They won the game. They're down. So twice, I got to give them a ton of credit. Twice now, they have gotten off to miserable starts on the road with crazy plays. The Browns game with the fumble, and then the next play touchdown, and then this the fumble in the end zone and back 100 yards the other way. And they came back and won those games on the road. Those are two. So, I know what you're saying, and you're right, but it's like, I don't want to nitpick
But I will say this. The time of possession that the Giants, like, they went on that 10-play, 79-yard drive, and they fumble it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, that could have been a touchdown. I couldn't tell. I guess the officials couldn't actually tell, and they let the play roll run out and everything else, and they give up this touchdown, which was incredible. But to me, you can't say enough about the way that their team played without their most impactful offensive player.